from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in the southeastern region of the U.S. state of Texas, White House assures storm victims that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas, where he promised the Trump administration would seek funding from Congress for the people affected by Harvey.
But let me say we're very confident that members of Congress in both political parties appreciate the historic nature of this storm and understand the enormous burden that it's placed on families and communities here in Texas. And we anticipate strong and bipartisan support for that measure.
The storm-related death toll now at 37, hundreds of thousands of people displaced. United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington and New York City. The action by Washington was a move Moscow greeted with regret as relations between the nuclear-armed powers took another dive. At the start of Donald Trump's presidency in January, the Republican leader said he hoped for improved relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he has signed orders to deploy an additional amount of American troops to Afghanistan beyond the 11,000 currently serving there. He says the additional troops would be mostly advising and enabling the Afghan forces to fight more effectively against the Taliban and more than a dozen other terror groups in Afghanistan. Mattis said he would provide the public with more information once he's notified Congress of the next steps. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over the Islamic State in the city of Tal Afar and in the entire province of Nineveh. It's estimated that between 1,000 and 2,000 Islamic State fighters were in Tal Afar. Many of them were killed by the Iraqis and the coalition forces. International refugee agencies and relief workers in Bangladesh and Myanmar are concerned now about worsening conditions for the thousands of Rohingya Muslims who have fled sectarian violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. International Organization for Migration and other aid groups have told VOA's Bangla service that as many as 20,000 more people are staged just inside Myanmar, hoping to enter Bangladesh. Vikram Nehru, a non-resident senior fellow on Southeast Asia at the Washington-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, tells VOA this could be the biggest crisis Western Myanmar has ever faced.
There is real concern that it is a tinderbox and it could explode at any time. Unfortunately, the reaction of the military to what were clearly unjustified killings that need to be condemned by this group of militants. Nevertheless, the reaction of the military has been out of proportion. And I think the Burmese government should realize the more oppressive the armed forces are in that area, the worse is going to be the reaction from the militants.
People began flowing out of their villages in Rakhine on August the 25th after a group of Muslim insurgents launched a series of attacks on police posts. There are reports that Myanmar security authorities responded with brutal raids on Rohingya villages. Monsoons have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the death toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 across South Asia. A 117-year-old apartment building collapsed in Mumbai, India, killing at least 32 after days of flooding rain there. Correspondent Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Rescue workers are trying to pull people out of the rubble. This was a five-story residential building. It was a 117-year-old structure that had already been declared unsafe 6 years ago. So the speculation is that Tuesday's torrential rains further weakened it. It housed about 12 families. It was a huge operation. About 200 rescuers have been at work. They've been hammering at the concrete slabs to rescue those trapped inside.
In addition to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal also experiencing flooding, forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vann. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on days. Later on the show, Lawrence Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer, is going to be my guest, so stay tuned for that. But right now, let me start off with the sound of Mori Kante from the Republic of Guinea, and this is Yeke Yeke. And this one is going out to all my friends on board the Fusion, especially for you, Jebe Taufik. I know you're listening to the African Beat right now, and you love this song, Yeke Yeke. So I'm going to play it right for you. And right after that, Agogo by Jane Peters from Sierra Leone, and Conquer the World by Youssou N'Dour featuring Akon from Senegal. But let's take it to the top right now with Yeke Yeke, the sound of Mori Kante.
Let's talk about African music. Our rhythms, beats, and instruments. Our styles are just so priceless. We'll make you dance like you're boneless. You wanna dance? Come to Africa. Come to Freetown for your agogo. Go to Senegal for your daga. Hit the whole West for your high life. Talk about beautiful instruments. Instruments that will make you feel the groove. Wanna see beautiful people. African guys are the best, no contest. African music. Oh, 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 all about African music. African music.
Esther Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van Dyke.
The World by Youssou N'Dour featuring Akon from Senegal. And before that, Sierra Leonean born Jane Peters in Agogo and Yeke Yeke by Morikante. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington. Remember to join me and my guest later on, Laurice Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer. She will be my guest right here. I'm David Van Dee, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Cameroon, the Queen of Bamenda, Naomi Achu, comes in this time with It's My Life. And right after that, the Wayo People by Timaya of Nigeria and Uwumunshi by Christopher of Rwanda. But It's My Life right now by Naomi Achu of Cameroon.
Yeah.
Christopher of Rwanda. Before that, Wayo People by Timaya of Nigeria, and It's My Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Stay tuned to this program. When I come back, my guest, Laurice Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer, will be here to talk to you about her designing skills.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
All right, African Beat listeners, welcome one more time to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Laurice Monsieur Saba. Yeah, and she is from Liberia. Welcome to The African Beat, Laurice.
Thank you, David.
Let's enjoy this day, okay? We're going to have fun, we're going to enjoy it, and your people out there are going to be listening to you.
Yeah.
And they want you to tell them exactly about all what you do. So just before we get into that, can you just tell the people who Laurice Monsieur Saba actually is?
Okay. I'm Laurice Monsieur Saba. I'm a designer from Liberia. One of Liberia's best designers. Yes, won awards at that too, though.
Okay. So, you know, when I look at you and they say you're a designer, it's like you were cut out for that.
Yes.
You know, you were specially designed by God to design for people.
Yes,
don't you think so?
Yes, true.
Good. So, now, let's talk about how you got into designing. Because, you know, these days, you know, especially when we're growing up as kids in Africa, all what our parents want is for us to become lawyers and doctors.
Yeah.
You know, Now when you say, oh, I want to do tailoring, let's put it that way, locally,
yes,
that's
yes.
the way we'll call it. I want to do tailoring.
Right.
Are you crazy? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why I'm paying my money for you to go to school?
My mom said that.
Your mom said
yeah.
that? Is she listening?
Yes, she's listening.
Well, mama, she is one of the best right now that Liberia can boast of.
Yes, of
so
course.
So tell me, how did you actually get into it?
Okay, it started 2008 when I came back from the war, from Ghana. And my mom's like, what are you doing now? I said, like, I want to go into designing. Mm-hmm. She's like, but now they don't have any designing school here. So I was like, but I'm going to check around. So we went, we look around, and then they had one. But at that time, they had it for after the war rehabilitation place people can go to learn.
Okay.
So I was like, mommy, I can do it. She said, no. I said, no, I can do it. And I was there every day.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I did a one-year program. And from there, 2008, I started my business.
So you actually went into designing at a place that was cut out for, like, people who have been in the war, that were
yes.
being rehabilitated,
yes, because,
to go back into society.
Yes, because at that time, we didn't have any faction school. We didn't have anywhere that I could go to learn.
And today, you stand out as one of the best designers
yes.
in Liberia.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you, David.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now your clothing line is called Monsieur Couture. Okay, now tell me, what kind of outfits do you actually design?
I make ready-to-wear outfit, and I design for my clients. So I do casual, I do formal, I do evening wear. I do a lot of, like, I design for my clients on occasion level.
Okay.
Yes.
So they'll come and tell you exactly what they want?
No, they tell me exactly. Like, I have different kinds of clients. I have a client that will come and tell me exactly what they want. I'll have a client that will come and tell me exactly where they're going,
okay.
that they want me to design
and
for them.
And you can design for them?
Yes.
Ooh.
I have the clients. And this is how I built my brand. Because what made it so easy for me was that when my clients come, I know exactly what fit them. So it was like, oh, damn, I have no worries. I'm just going to drop my fabric or I'm just going to go to Monsieur and then she can do exactly what I want.
So that sounds good. And and a lot of people are coming to you because normally we would say in Africa, we love foreign stuff.
Yeah.
We love things that come from abroad. So how are you coping with that? How is the competition coming? Because people will say, oh, no, this one is locally made. Whether it is designed by whoever, I don't care. But I'm going for the brand that is coming from overseas.
Yeah, the advantage I have is that I take the African prints, I turn it up. I don't do the typical, what you have, the culture stuff. It's like I design it to the way they will like it. Like, I take the African prints and mix it a little bit with the European.
Okay.
So I don't do the exact African stuff, but it's, when you see it,
when
you know
it's... When you know it's African.
Yeah, it's African.
Okay.
But the most important part, I make it to fit the body.
So if I walk into your store now, I say, I have a show, I'm a master of ceremony, and I'm going to host Miss Africa, USA, and I need you to look at me and get me something that will make the crowd go wow.
I know exactly what to put on you, David.
Yeah.
I know exactly what the color that goes with your skin tone, the color that what you wear with your matches your height and everything. So I know exactly what to design for you.
Whoa. So should I be expecting one to come for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a measurement before I leave. Sure.
So that sounds good to me. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. The beautiful voice that you are hearing there is Laurice Monsieur Saba of Monsieur Couture. That is straight from Liberia, and she is a master designer. She can design for you. Just let her know where you're going, what the occasion is, and she can cut you to fitting. All right, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you know, I talked to Laurice. I say, you like music? He said, well, I'm not a music person. I said, what? You don't like to dance? Well, occasionally I'm being caught up with my work. I said, then you need to get a life.
You need to get it live, baby.
Yeah.
But anyway, she gave me a song that she liked. She called this one Drink On Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drink On Me by my boy. Oh, my. He has something. That Kubazi, he's one young man from Liberia that I'm just crazy about.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about him. And so we're going to play this song right now by Kubazi, Drink On Me. Kubazi, wherever you are right now, enough respect to you, my boy. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, we'll be talking again to Laurie. So stay tuned and don't go away.
Hello, my boy. See, you can take it. You can drink it into your army. You can even call your friends if you drink army. You can drink it into your army. Respect the fact that you got everything on your own. I'm not trying to brag about anything I do for you, girl. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you running with the dumb cardio. I'm the one you come calling on. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you running with the dumb cardio. I'm the one you come running on. You can take anything on me. You can take anything on me. You can drink anything on me. You can even call your friends and get drink on me. You can drink anything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on it by here. I'm by here now. I'm on it by here.
More than we pour it when the big boy show fist. The money buy, yeah. To spend it, I know, okay, so yeah. Girl, when the brabby there around, I finally tell what you would notice. Brabby there around, my picking get away. Picking get away.
I cannot move them car.
She rolling with a shiggy bar that I can check to spend the big boy.
Spending the mobile, yeah. Spending the mobile.
Yeah. Big boys on the shisha. She feeling man go gaga. She won't operate with a B-shot.
She won't go operate. She won't go operate. Yeah.
You can drink anything on me. You can drink anything on me. You can drink anything on me.
Oh, baby.
You can even call your friends again.
Show and my guest again is Laurice Monsieur Saba from Liberia. She is a designer. So what are you doing here in the United States?
Okay, I was invited by Jonda for the Runway Liberia 3rd edition. So she invited me and I took the opportunity. I came to showcase.
And display some of your work?
Yes, a lot. Yeah. I display a lot. I display like 10 outfits. Yeah, and then it was nice.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. That's good. So, do you have people working for you?
Yeah, I have a lot of people work for me.
Okay.
Yes, I have close to 13 tailors that work for me, one designer, and I have one manager, and from, of course, the CEO.
Of course. I know. And so these days, women are taking over leadership.
Yeah.
And so you being a leader right now, how would you encourage young girls that have been going through some struggles in life to look at themselves and see that they can still make it? How would you encourage them?
I will encourage them because from the beginning of my life, my journey as a designer, I didn't have the privilege to get out of Liberia to go into designing. I made use of what I had to do my designing. So I will tell them that you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it. And I went to that designing school for the less privileged, for rehabilitation people. And then in the end, I was able to be the best designer. So I learned from my tailors. I learned from the people that I work with. They improve me. So I can tell anybody, you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it.
Put your mind to it.
Yes,
yeah.
You can definitely do it. It's not about you going to the best school. It started all 2008.
It is not
journey.
The coat that matters, but
no,
the man in the coat.
Yes. It started 2008 when I first opened my shop. I was afraid. But then it was just a gift from God, because it's just a favor that rested upon me, that when people walk into my shop, be it like anybody high and mighty, they was just listening to me and then looking at me, designing for representative, designing for people out there in society. It was just the grace of God.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I know there was going to be some great competitions, because most times, like when we talk about, like I said, locally, we have the tailors. Most of them are men, and they look at this young lady just coming up, and she did not say, oh, this rehabilitation center that was open was not for people like me,
but
she wanted to learn.
I
applaud the fact that you said, I did not get out of Liberia. You don't have that opportunity. You never had that opportunity to get out of Liberia, to come to America, to say you go to the best designing schools.
No.
You made use of what you had at the moment.
And I went there religiously. I went there every day.
You said you were afraid. What were you afraid of?
I was afraid when I just opened my business, because I had a lot of people who've been in the business for a long time. I had them coming at me like, you're too small for this. You can't do this. It was like, oh God, how am I going to get
this? Oh, they're telling you that you can't do it.
Yeah, I had people discouraging me from the beginning. But I took it as, I can do it, because whatever I put my mind to in my life, I can do it. And I did it. And I'm still doing it. And I'm the best still.
I like that confidence. And I am the best. You know, I have a slogan. I say it's good to be good.
Yeah.
When you are good, nobody needs to tell you you are good. You know within yourself.
So you're good.
You feel it that you're good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, David.
And, you know, this is getting interesting. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest now is Lorese Monsieur Saba, right there, a designer from Liberia. And she says, I am the best. And she believes that she's the best. And she knows that she's the best. And that is why she says it with confidence, that you are the best.
Yeah, David.
So, I know you've worked for a lot of people in big positions. And what about people maybe who cannot afford much? How do you do for them?
I have different categories of my clienteles. I have, because it's business, you always have to have, although sometimes the high and mighty comes in once in a while, but you always have to be able to have the low cost to be able to have that money, that turnover in your business is business. So I have different categories. I have the high and mighty, I have people, the middle class, and I have down there. I still cater to all of them.
That's good.
I have passion for it. Sometimes it's not the money, but it's the passion I have. Yeah.
And those people will take the word out there.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, they will definitely take the word. You know, when you design for them and they come and they can afford it.
Yeah.
They will definitely take the message out there.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say thank you so very much, Lorese. It's been a pleasure having you here.
You're welcome,
and,
baby.
And I am looking forward to my own kind of, I don't know what you're going to design.
I'll design
just
for
that
you,
I'll be
David.
Hosting Miss Africa USA very soon. So when you go back to Liberia,
let me know.
And let's see what will come in.
Definitely. I'll design for you.
And I will tell America that this was designed in Africa.
In Liberia.
In Liberia.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Any message for your people that are listening to you right now?
Okay. What I have to say, the young girls coming up in Liberia, you can do whatever you put your mind to do. You can be whoever you want to be. It was like coming to this side, I was like, is it me really getting out of my comfort zone? You know, but sometimes it's good at times to get out of your comfort zone to become a better you. Mm-hmm. So you can do whatever you want to do, Liberian people, Liberian young girls. You
All
can
right.
do whatever you want, put your mind to do,
whatever
David.
Whatever you want to do, just put your mind to it. You can do it. Okay, this is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And my guest is Lorese Monsieur Saba, a designer from Liberia, who is here in the United States and bumped into my VOA studios for a chat talk. And so I want to thank you all for listening to The African Beat. Stay tuned and don't go away. But now I'll play you my favorite song from Takung J. I love this beat and I just want everybody to enjoy it. Enjoy the song, you know, but you'll listen to the lyrics because it's very, very important. I'm David Van Lee and I'll be right back.
I'm keeping it official by the launching of a missile. You got a trickle, make sure she beneficial. Yeah, ready for the time rock now. I'm the boosh by boom. L.I.B. press about the comedy sound. Hip hop, bring it down with the shallow sound. She do a blunt, so I do my own. And she wants us to get my little girlfriend telling that I won't have you step over. And I'm right. And you know that I ain't right. And I'm right. I have my name in Ghana, so we Ghana, feel we all in feel. But the main thing that had me back, it went in peace, still. People, she say I was crazy because I had a love. She definitely say I was Larry. But I took my own time. I had a story in my palm, but in my whole heart, brother, I swear I was grieving. She used to come before me, stop me in car every evening. Where you going at? When your father asked for me, tell him to come chase it. Hi, and all of a sudden the cameraman pulled up with his ride, and I was like, bye. And all the time, my brother, I swear I was blind. She used to leave me and carry on a funny line, but I kept it to myself because I feel that she's my lover. And yeah. Not because I let her, then she might have made me suffer. And I'm right. Right. And you know that ain't all right. And I'm right. And I'm right. Yeah, I'm telling you. She get my need to her friend telling them that I'm like you said, but ain't I right? Right? And you know that ain't I right? Ain't I right? Not right. Not right. I hear my name in Ghana, still in Ghana, still in all the field. But the main thing that had me back, it went in peace, still ain't I right? Ain't I right? And you know that ain't I right? Day on my way to ball fit, jumping out the bus, he tested with some junior ball, yeah, to your ball fit. My tent to the side, my eye, follow where I, no way for me no high. So I jump in the cab and told the camera no drive. Yeah, bo, 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 I bought it, I broke. I say, camera let go, she think we gonna over. Camera say, oh no, my man, I went right left. And you went straight back, I say, yeah, but it not right. I started thinking to myself, they not right. I should go call me a rogue, 99 day for a rogue, one day for a master. They did the reggae, catch me, my song would be your bastard. She get the whole community chasing after me like a rogue. They yelling, bro, 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 I bought it, I rogue, bro, bro. Yo, let that stop, bro. They yelling, bro, 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 I bought it, I rogue. Got one that with a da-da, yo, let me catch that guy. I said, she do her own, I do my own, and she want to, she get my need to open, telling them that I'm gonna do that, but ain't I right? They love that so fast. That the only way for you to share you showing love. You trunking me will hook up, became me will post them but yeah, I your man, mine. Turn treatment like dog, man. Yeah, you gotta say you know, my cat. They think I'm cool. The way you slap me the other night, I almost blew.
tell me the kind of hobby that will always make me cry. You see me, I'm all my friends, you just cost me my daddy. Or in I gave you full money, you go, and I gave me food.
That one day, she not gave you food. And I did not food. Now she acting like my two, she got me eating street food. But it started with food, with the feet, barbecue. Next thing I know, I eating fresh feet, prostitute. Now I got a bar, I be from a bar, I did too. And I right. See my real confetti, got she be eating day and night. Now she got me kissing, sleeping way in red light. And I right. Mean beating me day and night, then I right. And you know that, and I right, and I right.
I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
The African beat on The Voice of America. Now let's take this old school piece of music, Paquita by Rochiro Tabule of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Enjoy it.
Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas. Thank you.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And a big thank you to my guest, Loris Monsieur Saba from Liberia, for that wonderful interview. Till then, I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Paquita, para bien, que tu m'entre te garda, oh. Estoy a tu espera, quiero que creces pronto. Paquita, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita,